God, I don't know why I'm so nervous about this. I know you're nervous too. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper. Part of me wants you to open it first. Because then if you get in, I guess no matter what happens, I'm going to be stressed. We'll do it together. I really hope we both get in, though. I can't imagine going to college without you. Yeah. You're my best friend. I don't know. That was your story about people, like, lived next to each other and went to school together, and then they go to college and they drift apart, and I don't want that to happen to us. So I'm scared that if you get in or I get in, or like one of us gets in and the other one doesn't, then we'll be like all those other people. And we'll both go away to different colleges. And we'll see each other occasionally when we come back home, but it'll be weird. And we won't have anything to talk about. And I'm going to shift my way back and forth on my feet and like struggle to my eye. What do you mean? No, it's no, it's not like a movie. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. I'm not gonna stall anymore. Okay, here. I'm not looking at it. I just have it out of the envelope now. All right. I'll go first. Dear Mr. Potter, we're pleased to inform you that you've been accepted to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I had you go in there for a second, didn't I? Okay, no, but seriously. We have agreed to... in the summer semester. Okay, so I got in for summer. How about you? What do you got? Of course. I'm not surprised you had the fall admissions. You always did have better grades. But we both got in, right? I mean, I have to go in a little early, but we're both in. No, I mean, listen, the fact that I got in the summer means that I was, like, this close to not getting in. Yeah, but in is in, I guess. I can actually breathe easy now. Well, easier. Still a bit stressed. But at least we're going to school together. At least I'll know one person there. That's crazy. Going to college. It's insane. Well, it's not insane. I mean, I figure it's bound to happen eventually, but I never thought, you know? Like, all this kind of just snuck up on us so fast. It feels like just yesterday we were just running around the neighborhood. With not, like, a care in the world. I remember you had that pink... yeah. That 4x4 kind of, like... God, what were those called? I was so jealous of yours. Oh, and then I scratched your dad's car with it. It was a total accident. I felt so bad. I was grounded for a whole month because my parents had to pay for the damages. But you still came to see me through the window. God, I never thought I could show my face in the neighborhood ever again after that. Oh, I was mortified. Absolutely mortified. Because your father was livid. I've never seen his face turn so red so quickly. I mean, to this day, your dad still scares me. I mean, like a little bit. Like a 7 out of 10. That's a little bit. He's a scary man. I don't know. I feel sorry for anyone brave enough to try to ask you out. Because that is a formidable father to contend with. Nah, he's just trying to protect you. And embarrass you too. Which is the job of any good dad, I think. Yeah, I know I embarrass you plenty, so, you know. I think I got some good fatherly instincts inside of me. Just need a little bit more dad jokes, and I'm set. Parenthood 101, that's the next big milestone. We got college out of the way. Time to become a parent. Am I moving on too fast? Yeah, I think I always had a tendency to get ahead of myself. Yeah, I guess I gotta run on home and tell my parents the news. We gotta figure out housing and dorms and stuff. I mean, I wanna be close. I mean, if you wanna be. Yeah. Well, I got a jet. Later, Gator. I guess I'll see you on the campus. Yeah, I'll see you around.